Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In 1 year under President Donald Trump and the leadership of the generals in Iraq and Syria, ISIS is literally on the run. But they have ultimately caused carnage, and their radicalism is not located just in Iraq or Syria. This radical Islamic aggression is around the world against Jews and particularly Christians or religious minorities. Our Liberty Relief International program is designed to help persecuted Christians, not only with humanitarian support, but also with spiritual support as well. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Liberty Counsel has lots of different ministries. We started off in 1989 and continue to be a public interest law firm. We defend and advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, marriage and family in the courts and through the halls of public policy. But we also, over the years, have added other ministry outreaches and projects, including Liberty Relief International. We got involved in this in 2014, launched LRI in 2015 because of what was happening in northern Iraq, where people were being persecuted at the hands of ISIS and Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations. And we provide humanitarian support, shelter, food, water, security, as well as Bibles and spiritual support to our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted because they believe in Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, we take it for granted here in America, I think, what actually persecution means. But these Christians over there not only need food and water, but also shelter, because many of them are trying to be forced to convert to Islam. They need safety as well.
You remember the 2012 mantra of President Barack Obama that Osama bin Laden is dead and Al-Qaeda is on the run? Remember, he said that ISIS was a JV or junior varsity team. Well, you know what?
No, that was false.
Maybe Osama bin Laden was killed, but the rest of it was all false. Al-Qaeda was not on the run. ISIS was on the rise. Since 2013, when ISIS began to emerge, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, that's what it stands for, 10 million people have been displaced in Iraq and in Syria. And they've not only been displaced, but many of them have been tortured and killed. Mm. If they didn't convert to Islam, they were brutally tortured, killed, their children as well, unspeakable. I remember, Holly, when we had the awakening in Orlando, you remember that with
the tractor trailer
mm-hmm. that was brought there? It was like a moving museum, if you will. And you walked in from the back of the tractor trailer to the front of the tractor trailer. They had pictures, photographs of what ISIS was doing. It started off with Nazi Germany, and then it quickly moved to what was happening in the Middle East. And when you came through the end of that tractor trailer, you were just horrified.
Yeah.
Whether you had any knowledge or not, especially if you had never seen this, it's unbelievable that our Christian brothers and sisters were experiencing this kind of persecution.
You know, I think about the picture of those men that were lined up on the beach and they had hoods on them and they were kneeling and ISIS was standing behind them, and they go to each one asking them to renounce God and convert to Islam. And each of them said, no, I follow Jesus Christ. I follow God. And of course, they were killed as a result. The last one in that lineup had not been a Christian, but when he saw the faith of each of those previous that were willing to give their lives, he said, I want their God. I will follow him.
And he would not renounce
Absolutely.
Jesus or convert to Islam.
So many of those Christians, you know, holding on to their faith over there under this severe persecution, that we're able to partner with those ministries that are on the ground, helping them, giving them, you know, food, water, and the basic needs that they have.
Yeah, and the ministries we partner with are ministries that are longstanding and trusted, and we're partnering with ministries, whether it's there in the Middle East or even here with some of the disasters that we experienced with the hurricanes in 2017, that provide not only humanitarian relief, physical comfort, and meeting physical needs, but also spiritual. Because whether it's loss from a devastating hurricane, or whether it's this kind of trauma, particularly this kind of trauma, it's even worse because some of these images you're never going to get out of your mind.
Right.
When you see your children or your family or your friends or your community just brutally tortured, it's hard to get these pictures out of your mind and the trauma that they experience. So yes, they need food, shelter, clothing, security, but they also need spiritual counsel. And many of these are not just Christians. Some of these are religious minorities. Some of them are also being persecuted because there's war in between the Islamic factions. And when they see the love of Jesus being poured out through these people, their hearts are open to the gospel. And they obviously, for Christians too, as well as non-Christians, they need spiritual support and help. And so these ministries that we work with provide both humanitarian and spiritual relief as well. So as we move forward in 2018, I don't want us to forget our persecuted brothers and sisters. I know that there's been a major progress made in Iraq with regards to pushing back ISIS. But you know what? This war, this terroristic war against non-Muslims by radicals throughout the history of Islam doesn't cease just because a particular faction of ISIS or Al-Qaeda is ultimately pushed out of a particular nation.
Right.
They go back and they regroup. And it's the ideology that continues. It's not like a nation where you just overcome the nation and that regime is gone. It's an ideology that is featured in some of these imams' messages. In fact, remember after Donald Trump made the announcement that Jerusalem would be recognized as the capital of Israel, an imam in Texas, in the United States of America, has tens of thousands of followers, began to preach destruction to Israel and the United States.
Mm.
And that's because of his Islamic ideology. So that continues to gain root and ultimately result in people around the country, around the world, that act on this radical Islamic ideology.
And they're teaching their children, they're raising their children, just small little children, on how to kill Jews. And that's, you know, been part of their lives from the very beginning.
There's actually a website that has videos. Radio, TV, and then what's happening in the classrooms in the Palestinian areas of Israel, like Gaza and other places, on the Palestinian-controlled radio and TV. And it's for little kids in the classrooms. They're encouraging the kids to say that Jews are pigs, that they're non-existent, to sing songs, that Israel has no place, that Palestine is the entire location of Israel. So they raise them as radicals from birth. We have a person sometimes we bring to our Covenant Journey students to speak about Islam in his community. And he says that there's no prospect for peace until there's a long-term change in education because the children are being indoctrinated to hate and kill.
Brainwashed.
They're being indoctrinated not to grow up to be leaders, doctors, lawyers, businessmen, good family leaders. They're being indoctrinated to have their idols as terrorist bombers, suicide bombers.
Right. And then we have been fighting very hard for the Taylor Force Act because many of these terrorists are being paid. Their families are being paid. They're being guaranteed jobs, you know, in these terrorism efforts as well.
And this year in 2018, of course, all these different foundations that were laid in 2017 include moving forward on Israel, the Taylor Force Act, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital. We want to make sure in 2018 that taxpayer dollars don't go to fund terrorism. But believe it or not, that's what we've been doing. Our taxpayer dollars have been going to the Palestinian Authority, $700 million a year, $300 million that they are actually using to fund terrorists and reward people who commit terroristic acts, like the people who committed these acts in the United States, in New York, with the truck, or the person who wanted to blow himself up in the subway in New York, to then give them money if they were in the Palestinian Authority's jurisdiction and their families money for doing what they did. And this is in part from American taxpayer dollars. That's insane. We've got to move forward in 2018. So I encourage you to stand with us as you look forward to what's ahead in 2018. You may not be able to be in all these different places, but you can extend your reach and your impact through the Ministry of Liberty Counsel. We are a public interest law firm, an educational ministry, a public policy, a pro-Israel organization, and also helping our persecuted brothers and sisters through Liberty Relief International. If you want to get involved in any one of these ministries, go to lc.org. Contributions to Liberty Counsel are tax deductible.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.